Tom, losing stinks, but, man, this was a fun game to watch.
Oh, it was a heck of a game. No, our guys played their hearts out. And, no, it was a great game. And it was a battle to the end. And, you know, it just didn't go our way tonight. But we were an eyelash away.
Well, the third period, man, I don't know if you get a more entertaining period. Obviously, a lot on the line in a big game. But both teams, I thought, played superlative. And, yeah, like you said, Tom, I mean, you were an eyelash away. You had chances to tie this game up.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
How did your thought process change there when you get that goal and cut it back to one at that particular point?
Well, again, we got momentum, so now we had push, and again, it's just like last night for them. It's just what happens is there's a lot of motivation on your bench. There's a, you know what? There's belief, and you just kind of let that take over.
When we were chatting, it was reminiscent of you guys had a 3-0 lead in the third period, Mankato, and they pulled the goalie. When were you thinking of pulling before you got that one?
I didn't even go there, but I would. I'm about a minute and a half a goal, so probably right around three and a half. It all depends on when we had an offensive zone face off. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's all about offensive zone face offs. Remember that in the future, guys. I know it's all about offensive zone face offs. Mostly when you've already burned your timeout. You know what I mean? So you might have to do it 4 minutes just because you don't know if you'll get another one. So it's all. It's all predicated on a lot of different things, you know?
Well, it looked as if you had pulled the goalie because you had so much puck possession time in the offensive end, and Zach Driscoll's still in there. I mean, you guys just cranked it up another notch, winning loose puck battles.
Yeah, but we did it. We pulled them where we wanted with a minute 45, and that was perfect, you know what I mean? And, I mean, it was a one-goal game. It wasn't a two-goal game, so...
Well, all the goals other than the empty netters were, two redirects, really. I mean, really tough goals. These two goaltenders, incredible to watch.
No, it was good. It was a good game.
How does a weekend like this prepare you for ratcheting things up another notch like the playoffs do?
I don't know. You just got to, you never know. You don't have a crystal ball. Again, that team that we're playing next weekend has won a lot of games. It might be the hottest team in the league right now. One of the hottest teams in the league. They're playing well. They're scoring a lot of goals, so... it's just we just got to regroup. I just told the guys, I mean, when we get to the rink on Monday, we're 0-0 and Lake Superior stays 0-0.
I was just thinking about that earlier today, how the regular season is so long and it's such a grind, and you're positioning yourselves for a seed and where games are played and who you're playing. That's all that the regular season then is really worth, because Everybody starting on Friday night has a chance.
Everybody's got belief now, Schultze. Everybody's got belief. You know,
three-game series just gives everybody even that much more belief.
100%.
See you next week.
All right, guys.
Tom Ceratori, the head coach of the Beavers, on our Paul Bunning Communications post-game show. Mavericks win it with two empty netters late on the final score.